I pick up pace as I see the elevator is already open, rushing through the plush seating area as my heart pounds in my chest. It's packed already, rammed full of legal staff with their morning papers and Starbucks, and so many of them are staring at me. So many of them see me coming and make no move whatsoever to hold the doors. Until him. My heart stutters in recognition, breath hitching as he puts out a hand and stops the doors for me. I clatter in and ease myself tight into the corner, and I want to say thanks so bad, but I don't. I can't. He doesn't meet my eyes or even really glance in my direction. The doors close and he stares straight ahead as the woman at his side talks him through his morning schedule. Her voice is nasal and whiny and she overpronounces her words. Mr. Calder, 10 a.m, drunk driving. I press the button for floor 5, one of the only levels not illuminated. Figures. And then I look at him, trying not to make it obvious. Alexander James Henley, Jr. The man I've been dreaming about for 4 years straight. It must be hard having Junior after your name your whole life, but I guess that's what happens when you take over an empire from your larger-than-life legal legend of a father. He looks just like I remember, and he smells like it too. Woody. Like embers, spicy, like oriental incense. Black suit, white shirt, black tie. His hair is the same, as dark as his suit. His eyes, too, only now he's got the tiniest lines around the corners. They suit him. He isn't smiling, not even a bit. His perfect jaw looks so stern and serious, his skin flawless, apart from the tiny birthmark he has on his right cheek. My fantasies of a sizzling moment of recognition shrivel and die. He doesn't remember me. Why would he? I was just a dumb kid when he bummed me a cigarette outside my school gates. He saw hundreds of kids that day, a sea of us packed into the school hall to witness his motivational speech about the legal profession. Corporations in the community, they called it. Some government scheme or other. I'd been late that morning, just as I'm late today. Too late to catch morning registration, so I'd stopped outside to roll myself a sneaky cigarette before facing the music. My tin was empty, apart from the dregs. Dust and a couple of meagre tobacco flakes, barely enough to make even the skinniest roll-up. And there he'd been, propped against the wall in his tailored suit, lighting up a cigarette of his own before he went inside.